You're listening to the Newsmakers podcast from MLB.com.
I'm with a guy I call Mr. Everything. He's been a World Series hero. He's been a great pitching coach with the Padres. And he's also been a GM. I'm talking about Dave Stewart. Dave Stewart, thank you so much for being with me. Dave, I want to start off by talking about the Dream Series that you're involved in. It's a special event that provides exposure and development opportunities for a diverse group of high school baseball pitchers and catchers. And tell me how that's going and how happy are you that you're involved?
You know, that was a really, really nice event. I was able to participate in that event over the Martin Luther King weekend. Started on Friday. We finished on Sunday afternoon. The event was obviously sponsored by Major League Baseball, but, you know, they did a joint venture with the Players Association and were able to come up with the right group of players for the event. It was supervised by Dell Matthews and Tony Riggins. We had a great group of coaches there for the pitchers and the catchers, Marvin Freeman, Lenny Webster, Kenny Hill, myself, Daryl Miller, Charles Johnson. That's a real nice group of guys. Bob Didier was one of the catching coaches, so we had a nice group of coaches, a great group of kids. And the weekend went very, very well. There was a training for colleges, and colleges came in to speak to the kids. We had guest speakers about making mistakes, you know, along the way, and making sure that you stay focused in life as well as in your profession. And so the kids were able to get a lot of the weekend, more than just baseball.
That's great. Did anyone stand out during the event?
In my opinion, they were all good and standout players. Hunter Green, who will probably be one of the top selections in this year's draft, was one of the participants. Mm-hmm. You had Dominic Pipkin, actually a class 2018 right-handed pitcher. Alante Hall, mm-hmm. Is a kid out of Kansas City, Missouri, catcher. Had a pop time of 1.76. Julian Tristan, a kid out of Los Angeles, was also a standout for me. And I mean, there were just so many. That was just a few that I can remember, and kids that I actually had hands-on mm-hmm. Ability with. But there was a really, really nice group of kids out there. I think every athlete that participated. I think that those are kids that you'll have to look for in the near future.
Is this a sign that we're seeing more African Americans playing the game of baseball? Is this a good sign?
You know, I think that the kids have always participated. I think that Major League Baseball is just really doing a good job of giving these kids exposure, and when you have exposure along with the support of your families, and I think that it points the kids in the right direction. The reason why I stuck with baseball is because my dad really believed in the sport. He loved the sport, mm-hmm. and he sort of supported me playing the sport. So, I mean, you've got to have a joint venture between the parents and the families of these kids, but Major League Baseball is doing its best part, doing its part, too, to keep these kids in the sport. And so I've always believed that there were a lot of Afro-American kids playing. I just think that we're getting better support now from both the families as well as Major League Baseball.
That's great to hear. Let's talk about your career, Dave. You've done everything, pitching coach in a World Series. You've been an executive and a general manager. Of all the things you've done in your career, what did you enjoy the most?
You know, I enjoyed each of them for a little bit. I was excited when I was appointed to be the general manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks. I enjoyed being around players. I really, really thought that I'd have more time than I had there to really put my print on the organization as a whole. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But the association with players, putting together a baseball team, that's really, really exciting. Mm-hmm. From the coaching side of it, I was able to to be around players like Roy Halladay, Chris Carpenter, Kevin Brown, Sterling Hitchcock, Joey Hamilton, Andy Ashby, different groups of players, Ben Sheets when I was with Milwaukee, different groups of players, and be able to give them some of the knowledge that I learned as a player and the things that were passed on to me from greats as Don Sutton, Bert Hooten, and players of and pitchers of that nature. And so the coaching part is rewarding because you actually get an opportunity to teach and pass things on to a player. Mm-hmm. And then from the agent side of it, you know, it gives you an opportunity to make a player's life. If the player can go out and perform, you're able to set their life up. In the case of Matt Kemp, where we were able to get a contract of $160 million, that set Matt in the right direction, and it makes a player's life. It makes his children's life when he decides to have a family, and you're able to do some good things in the community as well as for your family. And so, you know, I've enjoyed all parts of everything that I've been able to do. Of playing will always be the highlight of my career because, you know, it was what I dreamt of as a kid growing up, and playing baseball in the backyard with my brother and with my cousins Kevin and Daryl and Darwin. Those things, you know, were the things. Those were the dreams that we made when we were kids, and I was able to live that out for 16 years at the major league level. And so, being a player will always be the highlight and the best part of everything that I've done in baseball.
Are you back in the agent business now, or what are you doing now?
Yes, I'm back in the agent business. Sports Management Partners was the company that I had before I took the general manager's job, and I was able to continue on with that. My wife, for 2 years, was able to keep the company running, and actually she did a better job at the business than I had done in 15 years. And so the company was still standing, and I was able to transition right back in.
Would you like to be back in Major League Baseball in some capacity? Would you like to be a GM? I know you've been wanting to be a GM for so long. Would you like to get back into that?
You know, if the opportunity was the right opportunity and it presented itself in the right way, and for me, the right way would not be what I did in Arizona. You know, I had Tony La Russa, I had Derek Hall, and as well as dealing with the owner. That's three layers of people to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably much rather communicate directly to the owner or directly to the president. Versus, you know, the three layers, and if a circumstance like that was to present itself, then I'd probably have to think about it. But also, you know, depending on who you're working with, who the owner is, and who the president is, those are also factors in whether the job would be appetizing.
Do you think that's the reason things didn't work out in Arizona was because of the four layers, or was it something else?
You know, I think that you have to have the same philosophies, and more importantly, you have to see eye to eye. And I think that in Arizona, probably there was a little bit of friction in the decisions that I was making versus the decision that the owner would make. And, you know, when you don't see eye to eye, things just don't work out. That doesn't mean that it doesn't mean anything that other than that it was just a bad mix. I didn't work for that ball club.
Mm-hmm. Right. And a final thing, is there anything you like to do in the future? I know you're back in the agent business, but anything you might say, wow, I would like to do that?
You know, if I could be a part of an ownership group and actually, you know, be a small owner in a baseball team, that would probably be the last of my dreams in baseball.
Wow. Dave Stewart, listen, thank you so much, and I really appreciate you being with me.
Thank you so much for having me.